Hey, good morning, beautiful friend. How do I know you're beautiful? Because you're here spending time on this journey with me. Because I know your heart, I hear from you. You send me little notes every once in a while, or maybe you don't, but you show up and you're listening to this and wanting to be more present in your life, wanting to be more thoughtful with people you love, wanting to be more celebratory of yourself and your life, and wanting to feel things more deeply and care. I see all that. I hear all that. I know that's what makes you beautiful. You can probably hear, instead of having some YouTube music today, I have some birds in the background. And I haven't recorded outside for a long time. I just suddenly had the inspiration when I was out walking today to make the recording outside instead of in my studio where I usually do. And I'll tell you why. It's because I was listening to some audio recordings. Many of you know that I have a practice of making recordings for myself, and they're oftentimes things I record to remind myself of, you know, messages I want to remember, who I want to be, how I want to be, things I've experienced that have been unusual or interesting or joyful. And I have thousands and thousands of recordings. I've been doing it for about more than a decade now. And so I was listening to some recordings I had made when I was traveling a couple weeks ago, and I hadn't listened to any of these recordings again. It was like such a beautiful gift to myself because, for instance, and this is why I turned on the recorder to talk to you right now. So one of the recordings I had made was my first morning in Toulouse, France, and I was staying at the apartment of a friend of my friend. So I was in Toulouse to visit Rachel, a dear friend of mine, and she had a friend who was out of town and let me stay in his apartment. And so I woke up and I was doing an audio meditation. And at the end of that meditation, there are these beautiful sort of gonging sounds, you know, sort of, well, you probably know what I mean, these sort of spiritual musical gongings. And just as that was happening in the audio meditation, outside, some church bells started gonging. And they had this very ancient gonging sound, just like the gongs in the meditation. And I was so delighted by that serendipity that I started, you know, I just turned on my recorder to capture the sound of the bells. And while I was recording that day there in Toulouse, France, I was remembering a sound bath I had attended with my beau Ian. And this was years ago, and how beautiful that sort of interweaving of the memory of the sound bath with the gongs with Ian, and that woven in with the meditation I had just done, woven in with the Toulouse church bells. And so here I am this morning listening to this recording, which I had totally forgotten I had made, totally forgotten all of that. And so the gift of being taken back to that moment, not just through words, but through the actual sound of the church. Oh, by the way, that's my friend Marilee, who you guys have heard before. She follows me on my walks, and she loves to chime in when she gets excited about something. So this morning, here I am listening to that, and it hits me that later in my trip, a week after I had made that recording about the gongs, I was in Cascais, Portugal, with my friend Tamara, and we got an invitation to go to a sound bath, which is, you know, made up of these beautiful gongs. And so I'm walking this morning thinking, wow, you know, that's so serendipitous that I made that whole recording about gongs and the story of gongs and, you know, these multi-layers. And then just a week later, got to have another piece of that gong story added in. And so I quickly this morning turned on my recorder again and made some recordings for my friends that I had been visiting in Europe to let them know about my delight and to let them know that they were now also interwoven into this story. And I know that's what prompted me then to turn on the recorder and talk to you, because what I saw so clearly is that this is one of the ways that we really imbue our lives with meaning. This is the way that we can experience just sort of maybe a more expansive sense of being alive, of the mystery of life. And I used the word serendipity earlier on this audio, and partly that's because my mentor, Brendan Burchard, had done an audio about serendipity. And so, of course, the word serendipity is on my mind anyway, right? So this is all part of the big woven picture, right? Like how our mind wants to find... Good morning. Our mind wants to find these patterns. I remember reading that a long time ago, that the mind loves patterns. And to me, in my own life, I've often said, I love a good theme, right? You guys hear it. Usually when I'm in my studio, I'll try and find music that kind of fits the theme somehow. And I don't know, I love themes. There's something about it, right? It's an organizing mechanism, but it's also fun. It's like a party. You know, you think about a theme party where, you know, I don't know, Alice in Wonderland just dropped in my mind. You know, you walk in and the person who's hosting the party is dressed like Alice and the whole place is decorated. There's a Mad Hatter theme to the table. There's something delightful. It's like we're stepping into something. I don't know. I'm just exploring this as I'm talking to you, and I hope that you're thinking about it for yourself too. Like thinking about what is that in your own life? Suddenly, just as I posed that question to you, I thought about, I love how this happens, right? So this is what the mind does. So as I was asking you that question about your own life, my mind dropped in that last night I had watched the penultimate episode of a show called This Is Us. I don't know if you guys have watched that show. I don't know if it's something you follow. It doesn't really matter, but that's what dropped into my mind. And I think the reason is I followed that show because I really get moved by the family relationships and the way that that show, I didn't realize this until that dropped in just this minute, but the way that that show is always throughout the seasons weaving in the family themes. So I started talking about the themes of gongs in my life and how more gets added. Well, similarly in that show, there are certain themes that recur. And last night, one of them was brought in again in just a simple way, but it had to do with the a special way that they celebrated Thanksgiving as a family. And there's something, and I saw and felt that. I know it's just a TV show, but it's also something that we experience, I think. That's why so many people are moved by that show, is that, so for instance, there was a very poignant moment where that Thanksgiving celebration is brought into a conversation as a way to, not as a way to, but it's brought in the conversation, and the result is that it connects everyone in a certain way. And this is what I think we can pay attention to more in our lives. Why? Because it's meaningful, or it gives meaning, even if that meaning isn't really there. So maybe there's no inherent meaning to me listening to an audio meditation with gongs, and then gongs sounding outside, and then memories dropping in of other times I've been moved by gongs. Maybe there's no inherent meaning in that, but when I appreciate it, when I anchor it in, as I often use as an expression of bringing something into my body in a certain way that helps me remember it, then it gives it meaning, right? It's a way to create meaning. And I really believe that as human beings, we kind of thrive on meaning, right? If we're just born and go through all our days and die without feeling a sense of meaning, I think that can be hard, and I think that can be bleak. And I'm not saying this across the board. I don't really know, you know, what everyone's experiences are, but I know people I coach, for instance, and how important meaning is, and how important it is to anchor in joy and experiences and memories. Or, you know, people that I don't even officially coach, but who, you know, like you may have written to me and shared some spark of something that you were listening to an audio and boom, it reminded you of this or that. Love those stories, right? Because it's creating a web. It becomes a bigger, I love this. Oh my gosh, this is so great. This is actually what I wanted to say about This Is Us and totally forgot. See how the mind does that? It's so beautiful. It wants that meaning. So what I was going to say is, when you write to me and tell me, oh, when I heard that song, it reminded me of this, or when you said this, it reminded me of that, or it made me think about this. Your stories become a part of this web of what I know about that. Let's say you write to me today and tell me about a sound bath with gongs that really moved you. That becomes a part of my tapestry, right, around that, the gongs. So last night, one of the things that happened in this show, there's no spoiler alert here. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I'm just going to say in a general way. One of the things that they did was, this is the, you know, it's the second to last episode of this whole series. And they introduced some characters that we hadn't met before. And at least I don't remember meeting them. To me, they were totally new. I think they were totally new. And to me, what that did, right, the title of the show is This Is Us. And you know, as a viewer, I'm immersed in the story of this one family. But what they did was, it's like This Is Us is not just that family. It's us, you know, it's me who's watching it, and it's this, all the other families whose stories have intersected. And we all know that, right? What is it? 6 degrees of separation. We are all connected. We're all This Is Us. And I really loved that feeling. And that's what's, I didn't realize, but what this whole message. Good morning. I love your outfit.
Oh, thank you.
That's really awesome. That's what, oh my gosh, this person has on. Let me just see if I can paint a picture for you. They're walking their dog, and they have crazy beautiful purple hair, and then this like one piece, ultra colorful, I don't know, I see about 10 different colors, that is kind of sheer, so you can see through to this awesome under thing. I don't know, it's just like, to see someone out and about on a Friday morning, it was like walking art. They were like walking art. And I love that. Anyhow, what I want to wrap up with is exactly so that the thing that the mind does, and you guys saw it in action, it's like looking for meaning. So right now, you know, I was telling you about the gong stuff and how even as I was talking to you, more got woven into that tapestry that had to do with the episode of the This Is Us I saw last night. Like suddenly it's like, oh, you know, that's how our lives become richer and richer. That to me, that's true riches, right? Like to me, that the meaning of rich is when we feel the color, like that person's clothing. Like, isn't that interesting? Like, that is now a part of everything else and actually was a metaphor. Like, all those colors all together and the vibrancy and the vitality and the joy that come from that. So that's what I want you to think about today. And if you feel like it, I always love hearing from you. Let me know if there was something in here that struck a chord. No pun intended. That's so funny. I was talking about gongs. See that? The mind did. I didn't do that. I didn't think that up. Something magical said, struck a chord. I love that. Let me know. Did something strike a chord with you? And I love you. Thanks for being here. Here's to another week. Here's to another journey. Here's to us walking each other home, as Ram Dass says. Love to you. Bye-bye.